If there's one thing I want you to take from this episode, it is to live your life and not live the life that someone wants for you. They're two different things, but it takes a lot of courage to go for what you actually want. And it takes a lot of courage to let yourself think about what you want, what you truly want. It's very easy to think you want material things, or you want more money, or you want a better job, but what is it you truly, truly want? And if you let yourself figure that out, it's probably something you're too scared to go after. But if you can build that courage up to go after it, you won't regret it. And the reason I know that is because I've done it, right? Like, I did not have the courage to start my own business. Like, I look back at who I was. I was not confident. I was not a risk taker. I lacked certainty. I lacked routine. I lacked security. All those things that you kind of get with a 9-to-5 job, even though it's a false sense of certainty and security. I didn't think about it like that, right? Like, I just liked the fact I had a job, I was getting a salary, and it felt safe. I cannot even believe now that I had the courage to start my own business and then to quit my full-time job and go full-time into my own thing. Like, that is crazy. But I tell you, if I had that courage to do that, then you can too. You can literally do whatever you want. It's not going to be easy. You have to be willing to get out of your comfort zone, but you can make it happen. And I did. And what I'm planning next, what I'm thinking about next, is just as crazy. And I'm going to share it because we'll see if it happens. And I don't know that it will, but like, what's the harm in dreaming it and waiting for some inspired guidance of what action to take, and then taking that action and seeing what happens, right? There's a quote by Rumi. It is something to do with, let me find it because I don't want to stuff it up, right? Let's see. As you start to walk on the way appears. And so too many of you hold yourself back because you're trying to figure out the hows before you even have to. All you need is that first step, that first bit of action you need to take, and then the rest of the hows fall into place. Like, the next action will come along, and then the next one, and the next one. And as you're going, the path will like evolve, most likely, and you'll be led into a totally different place that's going to be better than where you're at now, right? Like, not to say that you're unhappy with where you're at now. Like, I am so happy where I am at now, and I'm comfortable, but there's something about that that I don't like. I know there's more. I know there's better. I know I could be. I just know there's more. And so I'm very unsettled at the moment, and I don't like the fact that there's these rules on us that are holding us back from exploring the world and fully living our lives. That doesn't sit well with me. So of course, Jodie's going to try and figure out a way out of that. So basically what I'm talking about is, for anyone that doesn't know, Australia has very, very strict border control at the moment, international border control. There are very limited flights into the country. And once you come in, you have to go into quarantine for 14 days and pay $3,000. For hotel quarantine. And to get out of the country, you need special permission from the government. So it's crazy. And I am trying to figure out ways to get out of the country still. And it's like, how the hell am I going to do that? I don't know. But we've already had the first bit of inspired guidance, so we're going to go along with it and see what happens. And I just have this feeling that I'm meant to do it, and I just feel it's right. It excites me, but it scares me a lot. And we'll see if I have the courage to actually, like, if I got permission to leave, honestly, right now, I don't know if I would have the courage to go, because it really scares me, the fact that I might not be able to come back, and then working out visas and stuff overseas, all of that stuff, money, and that scares me. But I truly believe if it's meant to be, then the universe will show me the way, and so I'm just going to keep waiting for guidance and not really worry about it. So I encourage you to dream bigger and don't be scared to, but then also don't go don't go telling everyone, right? I'm sharing it on here because I know it's my clients that listen to this, and in most, like, I'm probably not going to get feedback, right? Like, but I wouldn't go telling my parents this right now because they will tell me not to. Everything I've ever done, honestly, I've done it before I got the opinions of other people around me, because I didn't want their opinion because I knew it would stop me from doing it. It would, like, scare me, right? And I'm not someone that, like, if someone tells me not to do it, I probably won't do it. But if I'm left to my own devices, then I'll go for it. And so I've learned to kind of keep things quiet and to just do it anyway, even if I'm scared, even if no one's really supporting me or believing in me or telling me I can do it. I just see what happens, do it and see what happens. And at the end of the day, you can't really fail. You can't really end up, like, I've never ended up in a worse position than I am. So it's hard though. Like, everything I've done, I've kind of felt some sense of discomfort. Like, even when I had a 9-to-5 job, like, I didn't love what I was doing, right? And I was taken advantage of and, like, worked really hard, not really valued. I didn't like that. And so that's kind of why I started my business, I guess. So I was in a bit of pain, and the thought of starting my business and doing what I actually loved, even though it was so scary to go into that direction, that sense of, like, opportunity allowed me to jump into it. And right now it's hard because the only pain I feel is this kind of boredom with my life and just knowing there's more, but my life is so good and it's so comfortable, so it is actually a lot more scary in a way to change and to force change into my life, because what if it is worse? What if I go overseas and I get stuck, or, you know, I'm left homeless or something? That could actually happen. I doubt it, but, you know, that is a circumstance that I could face, a consequence, I guess, of me doing what other people would be too scared to do. And at the end of the day, we'll see if I'm willing to face that consequence or not in the coming months. But yeah, so you don't need to know the hows, you just need to know what, and then figure out that first action step and wait for it to come to you. Like, if it's meant to happen, if you give yourself the silence in your mind for the idea to come, then it will come. It always does. But you have to be willing to listen, and you need silence for it to come. Like, you can't have your mind full of everything going on. You can't have it full of fears and all of that. Anyway, I hope that makes sense. And the takeaway of it is to dream big and go for it no matter what anyone else tells you to do. So much of what I have now, I would not have if I asked for the opinions of others. Like, my apartment that I bought a few years ago is doing really well. It's had really good capital growth. I bought at an amazing time, and it's also positively geared, which means it pretty much takes care of itself, which is very rare for property in Australia, especially in Sydney and Melbourne, although my apartment is on the Gold Coast, so it's a bit different, but still, it's done really well. And I didn't tell my parents I was going to buy this apartment because I knew they would be scared and they'll tell me not to, because they were worried at the end of the day. And usually the people around you don't want you doing things because they're scared that you're going to fail or you're going to stuff up or that you won't be able to. And it's not because they don't believe in you, it's just they're scared because they probably haven't been able to do it themselves, right? And so when I bought that apartment, I didn't tell my parents, and then they ended up finding out because all my mail was still being sent to their house. And so My mum accidentally opened the letter from the bank that said I had withdrawn a large amount of money, and she got so upset at me. She didn't talk to me for like 2 weeks because she was so angry. I bought this apartment and it ended up doing really well. So if I had have listened, if I hadn't have listened to my heart and listened to my parents instead, I wouldn't have this amazing apartment that does really well for me now, you know? And I probably wouldn't have the job that I love either. I wouldn't have the life that I'm living now because I wouldn't have left Melbourne. I wouldn't have quit my full-time job. I wouldn't have started my own business. So many things I've done without telling anyone have been the best things I could have ever done for myself. And it took a lot of courage to follow my heart and not to have someone else supporting me and believing in me. But you gotta be your own cheerleader. You gotta support yourself and believe in yourself the most at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, you're the only one that can make it happen, right? You have to take that action. No one else can do it for you. So, anyway, what else did I wanna say? Tests, right? Last week was really hard. I had a lot of tests. And when I get tested, I like to think that the universe is making sure that I'm strong enough for the next level. Because every time I've been tested really bad in my life, there's always a breakthrough, and it's always like there's always something good coming. So last week was tough, and the way I got through it is just believing something better is coming, and it's not the end of the world. Things aren't like backwards or anything. Everything is getting better. And this is just to make sure that you're ready for it. And that kind of helps me get through hard times. And also just giving myself the space to work on my head. Like I don't know what was wrong with me exactly last week, but like I was sad. And I spent a few days, like a few nights, crying myself to sleep. And I don't talk about that a lot on, Instagram and stuff because I don't want to be putting out more of that. Like, I do want to be honest and show you that it is okay. And, like, no matter how good your life is, there will be moments where you're not okay, and that is fine. But at the same time, there's so much negativity out there. Like, you don't need to see more of that, you know? So, and my way of dealing with that stuff is to kind of go a bit quiet and not share it and to just work on it myself and give myself the space to work out what's going on without, I don't want sympathy from other people, you know? Like, I don't want help. I don't want support. Like, I just want to figure it out from kind of my own space and from a neutral perspective. So I did a lot of journaling. I was trying to figure out where it's coming from, why I'm feeling this way. And then it just comes down to changing your beliefs and changing those thoughts and like feel your emotions, yes, but then you've got to like step up and kind of replace your thoughts with ones that serve you better. And it's not easy, it's hard, but the more you do it, the better you'll get at it, and the faster things will get better as well. So I used to spend weeks at a time where I was feeling sad and crying and all that stuff and feeling sorry for myself. This past week, it was like a few days, you know? And so I still managed to show up for myself. I put my emotions to the side and took myself to gym and showed up for my clients and did what I had to do, and I'm really proud of myself for that. And yeah, it just took a lot of work though. Like, I had to do a lot of journaling and I had to force myself to show up still. And yeah, so I wanted to share that just so that you know it is normal and it's okay if you're going through a hard time. And knowing that better things are coming, like truly knowing that, truly believing that, really helped me get through. And then doing that work on my head helped me get through as well. I got a question actually. One of my clients, I asked her, I was like, I'm going to do a podcast. What questions do you have? And she was like, what do you think about when you go for your mindful walks? Because I do a lot of walking, right? 10K steps a day, every day, no excuses. And one of my favorite things to do is go for a walk without my phone and just to observe my head and to also allow space for inspired guidance and action to come into my head, right? Like, I get these ideas to leave the country in the middle of a pandemic. Like, that comes to me. Like, that's, I feel like it's delivered into my head. I don't magically think that. Like, I wouldn't think that's even possible. Like, what's the point of even exploring that or thinking that? But for some reason, these ideas keep coming into my head about doing that. So I allow myself to explore it and I have fun with it. And who knows what will happen from it, you know? But nothing's going to happen if you're not willing to explore those ideas in your head and if you're only going to shut them down. So, yeah, when I'm walking, I like to not even listen to a podcast, not listen to books. I just like to have that silence and that space for anything to come into my head. And I also like to observe my thoughts and observe what is coming up for me. If it's a negative thought, like so many of my thoughts last week were negative thoughts, I like to work out whether they're true and whether they're serving my goals. And if not, then changing them to something that does serve my goals, right? That's all that any of this is. Like, you just have to keep changing your beliefs to ones that serve your goals and ones that support you rather than knock you down kind of thing and keep you small. So that's what I spend a lot of time doing, and I still do it every single day because no matter how, like, no matter who you are and how successful you are, there will always be little voices in your head trying to keep you small and hold you back. And it's a matter of squashing them and replacing them with voices that lift you up and tell you to keep going forward no matter what. So that's just something I've got better at over the years, and sometimes I still go backwards. Last week it felt like I was going backwards, but you know, we got through it as we always do, and now we'll leap forwards. And I'm just waiting to see what that where that leap is gonna take me. Yeah, who knows? What else did I want to talk about? So another question I got asked from a client this week was about alcohol and the pressure, like peer pressure around alcohol. And this comes down to doing things on your terms again, right? Like living your life, not the life someone wants for you. So if your friends are pressuring you to drink and you don't really want to drink, don't. Like, stand up for yourself. Learn to say no. If someone doesn't like it, that's on them. Feel sorry for them because obviously they don't have a goal that they're working towards. And so they don't understand the fact that maybe you have to make some sacrifices, or maybe there's better actions you can take and some actions that you shouldn't take. Like, it's just that's what it is. So don't be afraid to stand up for yourself, stand up for what you believe in, to even believe in yourself. And yeah, do what's right for you, not what someone else wants you to do. Like, you never have to do what someone else wants you to do if it doesn't feel right to you. So if you don't want to drink, just say no. It's not hard. Like, it is hard when you're pressured to by people that you care about, but at the end of the day, if you let those opinions get to you, you're never going to get where you want to be. So you have to learn to just start paving your own way and doing things on your terms. Can't speak, as always. So that's my thoughts there. I have never really had trouble doing my thing. Like, yes, a little bit with alcohol. And if someone is pressuring me and then buys me a drink and stuff, I'll probably drink it. But like, I'm always aware of what I'm doing. And I'm always like, okay, it's not the biggest deal if I just have this right now. But if it was a big deal and if I really just didn't want it, then I would be like, sorry, stuff it. Like, I didn't ask for this drink, you drink it. Like, I'd put it back on them, you know? So that. And then what else did I want to talk about? I had like a little list of things. So let's just see if I answered everything. The other question I've been getting a lot recently is, how long did it take you to feel fit? Or how long did it take for you to notice change in your body? And the truth is, I was never really paying attention. Like when I had my big transformation, when I hired my first coach, I wanted to get strong. That was my goal. And I guess, like in my head, I knew there would be changes to my body, but I didn't really expect the changes I saw. Like, I guess I just thought I was stuck with my body and I didn't really think it was possible for me, you know? And so I just was on this mission to get as strong as possible, and I wasn't paying attention to my body. And so it got to a year of being with this coach, and that's when I kind of compared my transformation photos because he wanted me to. And that's when I was like, wow, okay, this is cool. I've changed heaps. Like, I look so much better. I feel so much more confident in my body now. At the start, I would never be seen dead in a bikini. I was so embarrassed by my initial transformation photos. I still am. And after a year, I was like in a place where I was proud of my body, but I was really proud of what it could do because I was so much stronger, and that's empowering, you know? So that played into it, but then I did look better as well, and I felt better, and yeah. So it took me, I would say, a year for me to notice changes, but that's because I wasn't looking for the changes as I went. And because I wasn't looking at the changes, I stay consistent, no problems. I focused on the fact I was getting stronger. That made me happy. That kept me motivated. And I didn't really, like, I never got off track because I wasn't worried about not seeing any progress because I was seeing it in terms of my strength, right? And I just wish more of you would look at strength and stay focused on strength, stay focused on being consistent with the simple things, sleep, steps, calories, protein, right? And getting your workouts in, getting stronger. And if you could, like, if you just stay consistent with those for a year, then you're going to see amazing changes. You have to trust that. It's a lot easier to do when you have a coach just telling you what to do and checking that you're consistent. But if you can do that, that's what happens, right? It's science, it works. And the fact is, though, too many of you stop too soon or you go back to old ways too soon because you're trying to see all these changes in your body too soon. And for a lot of you, the truth is you've got groundwork to do before that you're like before you're even ready to start for your body to change, right? Like there's probably internal things that need changing, or there's habits that need changing, or maybe you just need to be more consistent, which is why you should be focusing on consistency most. And once all that happens, you'll see changes. But you have to be patient enough and you have to go through that groundwork. You have to get everything set up and aligned properly, and then magic happens. I've had so many clients who, like, in the first 3 months, haven't really seen great change. And if it wasn't for me telling them to keep going, this is how it is, like, it's coming, they would have quit too soon. But they didn't quit. And then they get to the 6 month mark or the 8 month mark, or the year mark, and they're like, wow, I look so much better now. I'm so proud of myself. I'm so happy I didn't stop. Like, thank you. And that's what happens. And it's very hard to, you know, I guess, understand that when you're going through it. So if I can say anything, like, try to stay focused on consistency and strength and wait, like be patient, and then don't focus on your body so much. Focus on what it can do and how it's feeling. And then, if you can do that for a year, you're going to see amazing changes. Like, that's just what happens. So, everyone is different, everyone responds a bit differently, but that's generally if you stay consistent, and that's the key, right? You have to be consistent with everything. Protein, calories, steps, sleep, strength. All of those things, stay consistent, you'll get there. Anyway, I feel like I've rambled forever. I hope this inspires you to start living life on your terms. Don't be afraid to dream big, because, you know, you'll end up getting closer than what you think is possible if you're willing to just take some action. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to check out more, my website is coachjodi.com. You can find all my other links on that. And I will speak to you in the next episode.